had a chance to talk to Dalvin at all or anything like that since the game yesterday?
We just talked. I texted him. That was pretty much it. And then just seeing him in the training room. But that was nothing specific, honestly. We just chat.
I mean, the text is simple as just get well as soon as possible.
Yeah. Just told him, you know, praying for him and, told him, you know, I care about him more than anything, and that he is all right.
What's the potential challenge for you now if you have to take over, going from a guy who wasn't getting many carries, hasn't had many of late, to boom, all of a sudden getting a lot more?
I don't think it's any different from, you know, the previous times. It's just when I'm in there, and then now if it's a lot more, I need to be productive, be really productive.
What do you do after shoulder? What do you take kind of away from the first quarter of the season, kind of how your role has evolved so far?
I just think I have a small sample size, so it's hard to take, I guess, a lot away from it other than, you know, for me personally, I felt when I was in there that I could have done better, and so I think I need to stay with that mindset and just continue to improve when I'm on the field every single day in practice and just take it to Monday now and, you know, the rest of the year.
Physically and your ability to grasp this new offense, I mean, do you feel like if you need to touch the ball 20, 25 times next Monday, you're good?
Yeah, physically I feel fine, and, yeah, if they need me to do that, I'll be ready for sure.
At what point do you think the ankle returned to being 100% where you totally felt like your former self?
You know, to be honest, I think I'm still trying to, you know, still getting to that point. I think it's not going to quite feel the same for a while. I knew that dealing with my previous ankle procedure. And so, you know, but, you know, for me, it's being well enough to be out there and being able to help the team and be successful. And so I guess I don't know when that day will come. I didn't remember when that day came. I know I just, like, I really don't feel it anymore, so I feel good enough to be out there, and that I'm confident in myself that I can play at a high level.
Is there any soreness in it, like during the game, and does it swell up, you know, after the game or the morning after the game, or what?
No, I mean, I think it's at this point really it's been general soreness after the game. During the game, not really. I mean, there's so much adrenaline going on, and it's really the last thing I'm kind of worried about.
Is there any frustration level that you were saying that you don't feel like you're 100%, but now presumably you're going to be the guy, but you can't play to your maximum potential?
No, I think you misunderstood what I was saying. I don't. You're never going to feel, or I guess for a while, your ankle being back to 100%. I'm able to maximize how I feel. I'm able to play at a very high level right now with the way my ankle feels right now. And I think that goes for a lot of people. 100% in this game is, I think you rarely find somebody that's feeling 100% from week one to the rest of the season. So I feel good enough. I feel great, actually, to be able to handle any workload.
Thank you.